a need for the public toilets to be refurbished.
Yeah. Well, we agreed. We actually agreed that back in July 2020.
That's a long time ago.
We did, and in November 21, we sort of said, well, we've November 21, yes, as well. That basically we got the business grant on the back of having the lavatories there.
Did that happen?
That was one of the how we applied for it, wasn't it? Because of it filled it fulfilled one of the criteria to apply.
Initially, we got the grant just because we pay business rates on the toilets.
Yes, I agree the public toilets, they do need completely gutting and modernising and brightening up. And I did touch on that in an email way back, circulating to the council. But I think what we need to do is again, find out some costs. We need to find out the cost. This is something that, you know, the council needs to think about putting in the budget for 2023-24.
Okay.
We need a brief. What do we want to do?
Well, that's what I just said. We need to find out costs of what.
Well, you can't get the cost of the project until we have the brief of what we want to do.
When we speak to the people, what we need to do is, like, are we going to replace the systems and the whole thing?
Personally, I think the whole lot needs to be ripped out and completely replaced with more modern, bright, easy to keep clean type stuff.
You mean a toilet working party?
I wonder how those meetings will be held.
We can do it in there.
We must be spotted up for the lights.
We're blushed with success.
I think the lights aren't working, are they?
The outside light is not working, has not been working for months. The ladies, I presume, are censored when you walk in and they're not working either. And the outside has not been brushed up for months and months and months. I know it's getting into the winter, someone's going to fall, slip and fall over.
So
how
should we
say some remedial works are needed now?
Oh, but they're always getting blocked up. They want to do away with that urinal and go back to proper bowls.
It's terrible.
It's a proposing level.
Can I
just make a plea yet again? That I was told before this meeting that a light that's been out for 2 or 3 months, I would get it done. It's almost a situation, Elizabeth gets me really cross. It's almost like, let's embarrass her. And this is what it does.
Indeed.
Because if I had been told that those lights weren't working, I would have actually had them repaired.
Indeed.
I'm sorry, Bruce, but I mentioned it back in June.
Maybe.
The outside light on the gents was flashing and now it's not working at all.
Well, then I would have been quite happy for you to say to me, why have you not got it repaired?
Well, we're paying electricity bill, presumably it's because it's not a terribly high standing charge, but even so, somebody's got to repair the outside one.
Well, it's going to be a problem because the toilets are going to clean anything up to 11 o'clock at night.
So all right.
Can you see in the dark?
Ladies and gentlemen, come along now. We have been asked about refurbishing the public toilets. Mary, you've come up with a list of things that are wrong with them at the minute.
We want a good plumber to come along and give us some plumber, presumably, to come along and give us some quotes.
First of all,
they've still got those pull down chains. I know they're antique, but they must use an awful lot of water.
Anne? Yes? Sorry, I'm making a note.
Well, we need a brief as to what we actually want. That's the first thing.
Well, a complete refurbishment.
Yeah, I mean,
to find out when we're going to do it. So when are we going to refurbish the toilets? And I have a suggestion about 2023-24, which I think is sensible.
Because we can budget it for them, and we have to get some quotes in to know what's going to cost us.
We need to know exactly what the council needs first.
Yeah.
Because I got caught over the comments doing something here with the coronation war, we need a brief. If we've got a complete brief as to whether we can have white sanitary ware, gold sanitary ware, whatever, we will then know.
We want white sanitary ware.
We don't.
Thank you.
As I said, can we not propose now that we have a complete refurbishment with white sanitary ware?
Yeah. Can we propose that?
Can we do that now or not?
Yeah, well, can we propose that we look into this?
Yeah.
Right? And can we propose, therefore, Mary, could you write down your brief
well,
and give it to.
Don't we need a budget? I mean, there's white sanitary ware and white sanitary ware.
Yeah. Indeed.
Surely you need a budget first.
Well, we're going to do it for the next budget when we do our budget.
It's not £5, it's going to cost.
If we need a budget working, I think it's a budget working group job.
Absolutely.
But I think Mary should write some ideas down. And also, Mary, if you could just note down for a second the list of things that repairs that need doing, that would be great. And then make sure Bruce has it. And then Bruce, if you wouldn't mind getting some of those repairs effects.
Well, I will approve like others do.
Thank you. Very interesting.
Chair, wouldn't, I mean, I'm just thinking about people I know who've had sort of quite big jobs, like when they moved in, they've had the whole house. They will have somebody in who'll advise them what. Well, surely we should go to three plumbers and say, advise us.
Yeah.
Indeed, and I think both things should work concurrently.
Could I just ask whoever probably from there, I think one key aspect should be how vandal proof we can make this.
Yeah.
Because the ongoing maintenance is a huge cost. So if someone could suggest how to make it vandal proof, whether the material they use or the shape of things or how complex they are, or just so that
potentially, Mary, that kind of a spec between you and Anne could be brought to us for next month. If this is about the toilet, so
are we locked in that at all?
No.
Do we have to have them open all night? Can't we lock them?
There are certain levels that you which you can claim that something, and blockage on the toilet would be
no, I didn't mean blockage, I meant damage.
Okay. So, I resolve that we have decided for a two-pronged attack on the toilets, and that is that Mary will gather from councillors ideas about the spec and write it down for the next meeting, and that Anne will add it to the budget for the next year and start to think about what we're going to spend on it. Then we'll get some quotes and do some investigation between those two working parties, and we'll come up with an excellent resolution for the toilets. Are all in favour of that as a plan?
Both toilets or just the gents?
No, both of them.
Or the whole line, I think, going for it.
Before you get distracted, can I have a show of hands that's a good idea? Okay, everybody. Mary? Yes. We're all in.